translation. By showing mercy to all living entities, being satisfied somehow or other, and controlling the senses from sense enjoyment, one can very quickly satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead Janardana. Purport. These are some of the ways in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be satisfied by the devotee. The first item mentioned is Daya Sarva Bhuteshu, showing mercy to all conditioned souls. The best way to show mercy is to spread Krishna consciousness. The entire world is suffering for want of this knowledge. People should know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original cause of everything. Knowing this, everyone should directly engage in his devotional service. Those who actually learn it, advance in spiritual understanding, should preach Krishna consciousness all over the world so that people may take to it and make their life successful. The word Sarva Bhuteshu is significant because it applies not only to human beings but to all the living entities appearing in the 8,400,000 species of life. The devotee can do good not only to humanity but to all living entities as well. Everyone can benefit spiritually by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna is sounded, even the trees, animals, and insects benefit. Thus, when one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly, he actually shows mercy to all living entities. To spread the Krishna consciousness movement, throughout the world the devotees should be satisfied in all conditions. Narayana parasarve nakutashchana bibhyati svarga pavarganara kesh apituliarta darshina. It does not matter to the pure devotee if he has to go to the hell to preach. The Supreme Lord lives in the heart of a hog, although the Lord is in Vaikuntha. Even while preaching in hell, a pure devotee remains a pure devotee by his constant association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To attain this state, one has to control the senses. The senses are automatically controlled when one's mind is engaged in the service of the Lord. Second verse. Daya sarva bhuteshu santushta yena kenava sarvendriyo pashantacha tushyati asho janardana. By showing mercy to all living entities, being satisfied somehow or other, and controlling the senses from sense enjoyment, one can very quickly satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead Janardana. Hare Krishna. So seeking blessings from all the Vaishnavas. We have here senior Vaishnavas. We have pujaris here. We seek blessings from all of you. So once one sadhu was asked, he said, what benefits you get from chanting and praying all the time to God? What are the benefits? You spend so much time every day. We as devotees chant minimum 2 hours a day. And what are the benefits? What you get out of it? So this sadhu said, I don't think I gain much out of it, but I lose a lot. And he was thinking, what you lose? He said, I lose greed, I lose lust, I lose envy, I lose all the bad qualities. And therefore, because I lose so much of bad, I gain a lot good. So therefore I gain much more than anyone can imagine. Daya sarva bhuteshu, this line is very important. Prabhupada speaks a lot. It says, Daya sarva bhuteshu, how to quickly please the Lord by being compassionate to all living entities. I was yesterday reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and a verse appeared there in Lord Shiva pastime when he drank poison. Tapyante lokata pena sadava prayashojanaha paramarandarantadi purushasya kilatmanaha. It is said that the quickest or best way to serve the Lord, to please Him, parama aradhanam, the highest way of worshipping the Lord, is doing tapasya on the behalf of all other living entities. So doing something for others. Lord Shiva took that responsibility and drank the poison to save the living entities. So in our case, we can also do something. And anyone can share Krishna consciousness. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kene hoi. It says that you can be a shudra, you can be a low-class person. Doesn't matter, one who knows the knowledge of bhakti, he can go and share Krishna consciousness. It's not limited only to brahmanas. It's not limited only to higher class people. Anyone who embraces this Krishna consciousness can spread it. Mahanta sabhava e tarite pamar. It says that the quality, the one of the main qualities of a mahant, of sadhu, is to save conditioned souls. So therefore they go to the home of people, although they don't have any business there. They just go to the people's home simply to uplift their consciousness, to remind them, you know, what's the purpose of life. This is why, this is what mahatmas do. That's the main duty of a mahatma. Once some Sadhuta Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada in the spiritual world, does anyone has a service just to preach Krishna consciousness? Do they even go to spiritual world? Is there such a thing that you just go and preach Krishna consciousness? And then Prabhupada, even before he finished the sentence, Prabhupada said to him, Acharyas never go to spiritual world. They always stay in material world and then they preach Krishna consciousness. They don't go to spiritual world, Prabhupada said to him. And then he asked Prabhupada, do they simultaneously preach and stay in spiritual world? Prabhupada said something like that. He didn't expand to him. So Hamsaduta speaks like that. Srila Prabhupada, before coming to the West, he was also keeping diary. And then before going back to India for the first time, he sent some of his disciples early to clean his rooms and get them ready for him when he arrives, so everything is ready in Radha Damodar temple. So one devotee came there and he was cleaning the room and he found one piece of paper and there was written to-do list. So Prabhupada also had a to-do list. We also have to-do lists. Sometimes we need to wash the laundry, go for the shopping, you know, do different duties, take children to school, buy this, buy that, sort that out, pay bills. Prabhupada's to-do list was saved. It was written like this: save the conditioned souls from godlessness. That was written on a piece of paper in the to-do list. Save the conditioned souls from godlessness. Tadata Srila Prabhupada's to-do list. Dayaya sarva bhuteshu, we all meant to share Krishna consciousness. What's the purpose of life if you don't help other living entities? You will simply serve your senses. You will simply try to enjoy this material world. So only way to not enjoy this material world, it's actually to serve and help other living entities. And then in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada quotes this shloka all the time. Bharata bhumita hoila manusya janmayar. He says, one who is born in the Bharata Bhumi, one who has access to the spiritual knowledge and who has some cultural background of Krishna consciousness, he is more in a more fortunate position. So therefore, he should take this opportunity and share Krishna consciousness. Advaita Acharya, we know famously, he was praying for Lord Chaitanya to appear. Very much he was begging Lord to appear. And then when Lord appeared finally, he said this shloka to him, Chaitanyera dasa muni chaitanyera dasa, Chaitanyera dasa muni dasa dasa das. He says, I am the servant of Lord Chaitanya. I am the servant of Lord Chaitanya. I am the servant of Lord Chaitanya and servant of his servants. So Advaita Acharya understood the only way to make spiritual advancement is actually to take shelter of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu came to this world and gave the highest to the lowest, and very easily, freely, to everyone. Santushtya yena kena va. So second line of this verse, it says, somehow other be satisfied in this material world. So how can somebody be satisfied in this material world? There are so many bodily needs, so many obstacles with other living entities, so many natural disturbances. How can one be satisfied? Shastra says, saddana iti sadhana. Your greatest wealth is your sadhana. So if you have very strong sadhana and very clear understanding of what you're meant to do, then you can be satisfied, because satisfaction comes from within. You can't find satisfaction from outside by making your arrangements, nicely clean the room, set yourself, prepare yourself, surround yourself by certain things. That can help, but will not give ultimate satisfaction if the heart is not satisfied. And that comes only by practicing Krishna consciousness. Nana shastra vichara naika niponosa dharma samstapako lokanam hitakarina tribhuvane manyo sharanya karau. Sad Goswami Ashtakam prayers that explains how Goswamis used to pray every day, or rather Srinivas Acharya used to glorify Goswamis and says they used to study scriptures very carefully, very carefully studying scriptures, and therefore lokanamitakarina tribhuvanemanya sharanyakaro. They could give shelter to many living entities because they understood the Shastra. So without understanding scriptures, without studying scriptures, having strong sadhana, where is the option of you saving anyone? So it's very important to study, to have strong sadhana. So then when we go and share, we have something substantial to give. That is a very nice story. A very nice story I just read recently. So there was one Brahmana. So he was daily worshipping his Thakurji, his deities, very nicely, every day without fail. He was very poor. And sometimes whatever bhoga he will get, even little ghee, little rice, he will offer to the deities. And then his wife, who was not so devotional, will complain to him. He said, Why are we hungry, we are in the deprived, and then whatever you get, you do abhishek for the deities with the ghee and this and that. We don't have nothing to eat. Why are you doing like this? He said, don't worry, Lord will provide. Ananya chintayantomam yejana paripasate tesam nitya biyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Lord will provide somehow or other. You just serve him nicely with devotional, give everything. And then wife was not so happy, but she understood, you know, she needs to follow because she has faith in a husband. So then he continued like that. And then one day Narada Muni came and visited him. So Narada Muni came, he said, the Lord is very pleased with you, O Brahmana, with your devotion. Ask for any benediction you want. So now when he asked him for any benediction he wants, you know, he was thinking, what shall I ask? And what do you think he asked? He said, please give me the benediction that I will never forget to worship my Lord every single day. That's my desire. That's my main thing. I don't want to forget to worship my Lord. So immediately Narada Muni went to task two. Then Lord appeared in a dream of some wealthy merchant that night. And that merchant didn't have children. So Lord told him in a dream, whatever wealth you have, give to this Brahmana. He was very, very rich. So this wealthy man woke up and he went to the Brahmana and he gave him all his wealth. And what the Brahmana did, he simply continued to do the same thing what he was doing before, worshipping the Lord, but now more opulently. So devotees are like this. In all circumstances, they will simply worship the Lord. Sarva dharvam parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja. Don't be afraid, just surrender to me. Give yourself to me and I will look after you. I promise you. So Krishna says to Arjuna, Krishna says to all of the devotees, simply surrender to me, I will look after you. Tava tragadaya stena stava kara griham griham tava moho nigrinigado yavan Krishna nate janaha. It says the one who is not devotee of Krishna, the home will become like a prison. Because you will simply think, this is my home, this is material thing I need to protect. And then in all circumstances, I need to protect my home. If you're not devotee of Krishna, your senses will become like a thieves. And they will take away, steal away all the good qualities you have in your heart. How this happens? So if you don't control your senses, you'll become envy. You'll become greedy for more. And therefore you will be inclined to cheat, to lie, to manipulate. And therefore all the good qualities will be stolen away, but your desire is in the heart. And then he also says, if you're not devotee of Lord Krishna, your family members will become like a shackles on your feet, keeping you away from Krishna consciousness. Because you'll be so attached to your family members in material way. And therefore they'll become like a shackles in your feet, not allowing you to make spiritual advancement. So therefore we become devotees of Lord Krishna. After that line is Sarvendriyo Pashanta Cha, we should control the senses. So now how we control senses in Krishna consciousness? Krishna says to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Durina Hyavaran Karma Buddhi Yoga Dananjaya Buddha Sharanaman Vicha Kripana Falahetavaha. It says, Durina Hyavaran Karma Buddhi Yoga. It says, keep away all troubles from your life by engaging yourself in devotional service. By engaging your intelligence, your limbs, everything in devotional service, that's the way to control the senses for a devotee. Without devotional service, there is no way for us to control the senses. There was once in once in Gaudiya Math, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was present, there was an incident when Pujari, so you know in Mayapur, in Navadvip, there are a lot of mosquitoes. So people would generally have a mosquito net. And they will also sometimes give mosquito nets to the deities to protect them from the bites. So that night, Pujari forgot to put mosquito net for the deities, but he did it for himself. He went to sleep. So in the morning, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur never asked about this, but this time he said, did you put mosquito net for the deities? And Pujari said, no, I forgot. And then he said to him, actually, that Krishna didn't sleep because of you. You forgot to put mosquito net. So, you know, Krishna revealed to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So therefore, what it shows here in this pastime, it shows that we need to be very attentive in our practice of devotional service. Vyavasayatmika bodhir ekeha kurunandana. Be focused. So if your consciousness is many-branched, if you have consciousness, if you think about many things, you do devotional service, but also at the same time, try to enjoy this, try to watch some movie, try to do this and that. So your consciousness will be very branched, many-branched. So therefore, you'll not be able to be fixed in devotional service, and therefore, you'll commit some mistakes, and therefore inconvenient the Lord, inconvenient the devotees, like that. So if you want to control the senses, vyavasayatmika buddhi, we need to be focused, fixed in our practice, and then the senses will be automatically controlled. One day also in Gaudiya Math, there was a storm, and the roof was, you know, destroyed by the wind and the storm and everything. And then Bhaktisiddhanta, they had a deity of Ramanuja Acharya there also. So everything was destroyed, and then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati came and he immediately connected these devotees and are doing worship properly, deity worship properly in a temple. They must have committed some offense, and this is why it happened. Because Ramanuja Acharya, he is the Acharya for the deity worship. So he says something must have happened in the deity worship wrong. So therefore, he went to inspect everything, and he found out that Pujari had illicit relationship with another person. And therefore, this was the reason that temple was damaged. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur will always refer to the offenses to the deity worship when something will happen in a temple, very much. So he insisted that devotees should do puja and service properly according to the scriptures, and vyavasyatmika buddhi, fixed, absorbed. Otherwise, there'll be very much chance for committing offenses and therefore not controlling the senses, and therefore so many other things will follow up. Ravi Prabhu, Prabhupada's disciple, says the story. So he was not initiated at that time. And then Hamsadutta took him to Prabhupada because they didn't want no one to be independent. So they took him to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, he's for a long time with us. He's not initiated yet. So he should get initiated. So Prabhupada told him, he gave him a beat. He said, your name is Ravi Das. So then Ravi said, that's it? Just the name? But yes, what do you mean? Prabhupada said. So Ravi said, but generally we have yagya, we have ceremony, you know, saying the vows and all that. And Prabhupada said to him, this is just a detail. He said, initiation is matter of the heart. Initiation is affair of the heart. So it can't be done externally. So therefore, Ravi understood that, and he was explaining how Krishna consciousness is not something external where you can make a show by having a tilak, by having devotional clothes, by having a devotional setup. If your internal consciousness is not appropriate, there'll be symptoms which show that. They say, and then he was explaining, he was very grateful for that. And then it is said, if you really want to experience and feel the gratitude, your ego needs to take a back seat. You need to start thinking, you know, really devotion. You can only be fully grateful if you remove the ego and you're very devotional. Otherwise, you can't be truly grateful to what you have been given by Guru and Krishna. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Chitete Kariya Aikya. So therefore we follow sadhu, shastra and guru. We don't follow whimsically things. And then now, of course, these days also we have many sadhus, many people online who are teaching all sorts of knowledge, and some of them is actually not bona fide, not appropriate. But if we don't know the shastra, if we don't study, if we don't hear enough, we may also be misguided by various types of people who teach all sorts of knowledge which is not completely bona fide. There is a very nice story also I read recently of a blind sadhu. So there was one blind sadhu who was constantly crying. He was just constantly crying. And many local people, this is next to Madan Mohan temple in Vrindavan. He was constantly crying and people came to him. He said, "Oh, Baba, why are you crying? What's wrong with you? Why are you crying?" He said, "You will not understand. Go away." Then another person came, "Baba, why are you crying? Did your family leave you? Did your children left you? What happened?" He said, "No, you will not understand. Go away." So he was constantly crying. One day Radha and Krishna came. So Radharani was telling Krishna, this devotee is constantly crying. Go and ask him what happened. So then Krishna went to him, to this blind sadhu who was crying, and he said, "Baba, why are you crying all the time? Please tell me, did your children left you? Are you in pain? Did your family abandon you? What happened?" He said, "Oh boy, just go away. You will never understand what happened. Just go away." So he sent him away. So he came to Radharani, and then Radharani said, "I'll try." So she went to this sadhu and asked him, "Why are you crying, oh Baba? What's the problem? Did your family abandon you? Are you in pain?" And then naturally with the young lady, Baba was not so, you know, he was very kind. He said, "Oh Lali, you will not understand." He said, "Please go away." "No, but please tell me, Baba, what's wrong? Please tell me." He said, "They abandoned me." He said, "But who abandoned you?" He said, "They." "Who they?" He says, "Radha and Krishna, they abandoned me." But then Radharani said to him, "But Baba, you are not even, you're blind. Even if they're here, how you'll see them?" He said, "Oh Lali, you will not understand. You will not understand. You don't see Krishna with your eyes. You don't see Krishna like that. You see Krishna with your heart. Ramante yogino nante." So devotees are so satisfied and absorbed in the heart, so that Krishna manifests in their hearts. Svantasteina gadabrita. Krishna is in the heart of a devotee, and therefore, wherever the devotee goes, Krishna is there. So then what happened? Radharani was so pleased with the answer of this devotee, so she called Krishna, and then Krishna put one palm on his eyes, on one left eye, and then Radharani one palm on other eye, and then kept the eyes closed, and then removed the fingers, and then he got vision back. And then he had a vision of Radha and Krishna. And then he stopped crying. So all his life he was crying for the darshan of Radha and Krishna. Darshana no didikshu nam. It says, "Oh Lord, please give me your darshan." Dehi darshanam na didishunam dehi bhagavatarchitam rupam priyatamam svanam sarvendriya gunanyanam. It says, "Oh Lord, please give me your darshan that satisfies all the senses. Please give me that darshan." So this blind sadhu, he got that darshan. So sadhus always see Krishna everywhere. Once Gadadhar Pandit, he was initiated by Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And then Pundarik Vidyanidhi went for his service and preaching. And Gadadhar later, he gave initiation to someone else. So then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Gadadhar Pandit said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "I gave my mantra to someone else. You need to now initiate me again. Please initiate me again." And then Mahaprabhu said, "You have your guru. I can't initiate you again. You know, no, but, you know, who knows where he is, when he will come." But, you know, Lord knew, and he said, "You know, Pundarik will come in 10 days. Just wait. He'll give you diksha," like that. That was their transcendental relationship. And sure enough, in 10 days, Pundarik Vidyanidhi came. And the moment he entered into that area where Mahaprabhu was, he shouted, Mahaprabhu shouted loudly, "Premanidhi has come! Premanidhi has come! He has come!" And then Gadadhar came immediately there. And then they had conversation, guru and disciple. And, you know, he gave him again mantras, encouraged him, supported him, like that. And then Pundarik Vidyanidhi went to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. But then he saw that Lord Jagannath is wearing starched cloth, which is considered in deity worship not pure. So he was making some comments, why is like that, this is not proper, you know, clothes should be washed. And then in the dream, he went to sleep in the dream. Lord Jagannath and Baladev came to him in a dream, and they actually slapped him many times. Many times they slapped him for actually quite a few hours, it's explained. And his cheeks became swollen, so when he woke up, he realized, you know, what he has done. He has been offending, you know, the deity worship. So therefore, Lord came in personally chastise him. So sadhus always see Krishna. Kujat kokila hamsa sarasa gine, mayura kule nana ratnanibadam mula vitapa shri yukta vrindavane. So devotees of the Lord, they always see Krishna. They always see that Vrindavan Dham, which, you know, under the trees there are many diamonds and jewels, many animals there, like peacocks and swans. They have all this vision and they see Krishna and Radharani directly. Why? Because they're so absorbed. They're constantly absorbed in Krishna consciousness. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu performed 21 hours of ecstasy, once he called Gangadas. He said to Gangadas, so Mahaprabhu now went into ecstasy, so very rarely he would just show his full, he will not hold back. He will sometimes, most of the time he will hold back, he will not show himself fully, but this time he was just so satisfied, and he just exhibited all the different ecstasies in front of the devotees. And then he called Gangadas, he said, Gangadas, you remember some time ago when you have been with your family and Muslims attacked your village and they wanted to kill all your family, and you've been running towards the Ganga and there was no boatman to take you over, and you've been praying and calling for help, and then suddenly one boatman came and then you jumped on and you escaped. He said, that boatman was me, Gangadas. That was me. He said, I personally came to help you. So like this, Lord personally comes to assist his devotees. Yayetasmin Mahabhago. He says, Pritin Kurvanti Manavaha Narayano Bivantetan Vikshnu Pakshan Ivasuraha. He says the demons cannot defeat the demigods, the devotees. In the same way, whoever takes shelter and who is attached to Lord Krishna, such person can't be defeated by enemies. So Gangadas was taking constant shelter of the Lord, so therefore he was always protected. So that's the idea. We always need to, in all circumstances, think about Krishna and depend on him. And then Krishna will make arrangements. Then Mahaprabhu continued speaking. Then he called Kolavecha Sridhar. He said to devotees, please call Sridhar here. I want to speak to him. So devotees went and brought Sridhar. So he started glorifying Sridhar. He said, this Sridhar, he's so poor. He doesn't have nothing on his name. All he does is chanting whole day. And he said, and then to make a living, he just sells some banana leaves. And then whatever banana leaves he sells, half of this profit, he goes and worships Ganga. And then with remaining thing, he maintains himself somehow or another. And then like that, and he said, and then Lord Chaitanya, we was explaining, when I was small, I'll go and ask him, please give me this for free. Please give me, you know, banana leaves for free. You have so much money hidden there away. Please give me for free. And then, you know, Sridhar will say, no, I don't have nothing. But then at the end, after long discussions, he'll give him everything for free. Such was the mood of Sridhar. He was completely detached. Completely detached. So then Mahaprabhu was glorifying him. And at the end, he said, Sridhar, I'm so pleased with you. I'm just so pleased with you, with your qualities, with your service. Please ask for any benediction you want. Whatever you want, I'll give you. You want mystic cities? You want the position of king? You want to be the Lord of the heaven? Ask for any benediction you want. So then Sridhar said to him, O Lord, I want one benediction. And then that benediction is that may I life after life serve that Nima young boy who will come to me and beg for the and ask for the banana leaves. May life after life I do that service. Bhave bhave yata bhakti padayos tavajayate. Life after life, devotees only want devotional service. They don't want liberation. They don't want fame. They don't want money, prestige. All they want is devotional service. And if for devotional service they need to they need to use the fame, use the wealth they will. Prahlad Maharaj says, Yadi dasya simi kaman varam stvas varata sarba kamanam ridya samoham. It says, Prahlad Maharaj says to Lord Nrsimhadev, if you want to give me any benediction, please give me this benediction. Whatever desires in the heart I have, please remove them. That's my only desire, so then I can freely serve you. There is another beautiful pastime of Mahaprabhu from Chaitanya Bhagavat, how Lord reciprocates with his devotees. So one day Advaita Acharya was just so in bliss, he was in Shiva Thakur's house, and he was chanting and dancing, and he was in ecstasy. And he was just so absorbed in Krishna consciousness that Mahaprabhu was attracted, and he just came to Shiva's house. And then he came to Advaita Acharya and asked him, Advaita Acharya, ask me for any benediction you want. Anything you want, I'll give you. So then Advaita Acharya said, I want to see what Arjuna saw, universal form. So then immediately Mahaprabhu manifested universal form, thousands of heads, thousands of hands, thousands of mouths, you know, all the universal form he exhibited to Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya, when he saw that, he went into complete ecstasy. He started dancing and, you know, calling holy names, and it was just complete bliss. When Mahaprabhu saw that, he also went in ecstasy. So now Nityananda, because he's also Lord in the heart of all living entities, he could sense that something is going on in Shiva Thakur's house. So then he went to the house of Shiva Thakur. He opens the door and he sees Advaita Acharya in ecstasy, Mahaprabhu in ecstasy. He goes into ecstasy. So three madmen dancing and shouting there in Shiva Thakur's house. As they are dancing, Vrindavan Das Thakur is writing that in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So he goes into ecstasy and he writes this shloka, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dan, Bhakti Ye Krishnanam, Smarana Karan. He said, oh, my readers, what is Bhakti Yoga? You know what is Bhakti Yoga? I will tell you what is Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means when you chant and remember Krishna names, you cry. That's Bhakti Yoga. So now everyone is in ecstasy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. Advaita Acharya was in ecstasy. And Nityananda Prabhu was in ecstasy. Author Vrindavan Das Thakur was in ecstasy. So what it shows to us, we also need to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness and read this shastra. So if you really want to please Krishna, Ashu Janardana, Ashu means very soon Janardana Lord. So if you really want to please the Lord, what we need to do? We need to have strong sadhana. We need to be really absorbed. Santushtya Yena Kenava. We need to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then we'll be satisfied. So if we are absorbed in Krishna consciousness in our sadhana, then what will happen? Our devotional service will be very enthusiastic. We'll devotional service very sincerely. And then as a result, sarvendriyo pashanta cha, we'll control the senses as a byproduct. And then because we're doing sadhana strongly, we're doing devotional service strongly, we control our senses, therefore result will be dayaya sarva bhuteshu. We'll want to go out of our way and help other living entities in Krishna consciousness. And that's Mahaprabhu's movement. That's what we are all meant to do. This is our process. Nana shastra vicharanai kanipano sadharma samstapako. Study the shastra, apply the shastra, and put it into practice. Go out and do something for Mahaprabhu's mission. And that's what Srila Prabhupada wanted from us. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. So it's 8:30, so maybe we'll leave the questions because it's too late. If anyone has a question, you can ask later. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.